Microsoft has 90 days to begin offering in Europe a version of Windows that does not contain the company's media player software. The deadline is part of a ruling from the European Union today that fined Microsoft more than $600 million for abusing its dominance in the computer software market. NPR's Nick Spicer was in Brussels for the ruling.
The European Union's Competition Commissioner, Mario Monti, has a reputation for toughness. When he goes hard after a firm he suspects of skewing competition in Europe's single market, insiders say he gives them the full Monty. And that's what was in store for Microsoft today, the biggest ever fine for practicing what lawyers call a near monopoly, and a 90-day deadline for Microsoft to start offering its Windows operating system both with and without the Windows Media Player, which plays online video and music. Monti said in a news conference that the commission was ensuring that anyone who developed new software had a fair opportunity to compete in the marketplace.
We are saying that consumers and PC hardware manufacturers ought to be able to decide which media player software they want to pre-install in their computers. They ought to choose, not Microsoft.
Another part of the decision gives Microsoft 120 days to share the information rivals need to create server software, the kind that lets workers share an office printer, for example. In fact, this case ends a 5-year investigation started after a complaint by Microsoft's competitor in that market, Sun Microsystems. The record fine and extra punitive measures come after talks last week that had many expecting a last-minute deal. Horacio Gutierrez is the chief legal counsel for Microsoft in Europe.
We're clearly disappointed. We worked very hard in order to reach an agreement with the Commission that would address their concerns, while at the same time allowing us to continue to innovate and improve our product for the benefit of consumers.
Gutierrez said Microsoft even offered to give computer manufacturers versions of Windows with three different media players, Microsoft's and those of two competitors. Now the software giant is planning to appeal the decision before the European Union Court and ask for a suspension of the measures decided. But if past verdicts are anything to go by, Microsoft will have to pay and do what Brussels wants, as the appeal drags on for years. Thomas Vigne is a competition lawyer in Brussels who represents an American Computer Trade Association suing Microsoft in Europe. He said the decision was a legal landmark.
This decision should lay the basis for the Commission to act more quickly, we hope, in our case. It will lay out a legal framework for addressing our case. That doesn't mean we won't have to prove our case. We still have to prove our case, but we're extremely happy to have this decision as a precedent and a framework for the consideration of our complaint.
Observers say the big change is that the European Union has effectively banned, at least in Europe, a critical part of Microsoft's business strategy, the bundling in of new features onto the operating system. That issue was at the heart of the American antitrust case concerning Netscape and Microsoft's Internet Explorer. Nick Spicer, NPR News.
It's NPR, National Public Radio.